Wisconsinites who want an early start on voting can fill out and return their ballots at in-person locations starting March 21st. Brookfield City Clerk Michelle Litke says turnout has already been robust. She expected that after Wisconsin's participation in February broke records for a nonpartisan primary. She's busy preparing for General Election Day on April 4th, which could shift the ideological balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
We are going to let people know that if they do vote on Election Day, there may be lines. There's typically lines right away in the morning, and then there's lines at dinner time.
Wisconsinites are also weighing in on statewide referendums and a slew of local candidates. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.